Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Bill Schultz along with you. And once again, nice to have you. Happy holidays as we get into the season here. And we've been talking last week. We were talking about what to get gifts for renewable energy type people. And this might be one heck of a gift we're going to talk about today, but still something very important as we get to the end of 2016, near 2017. I thought this would be really important to get these people on and start talking about what's going on for the coming year. We also want to mention, certainly about the coming year, is our home and outdoor living show with Answers to Energy. We are filling up booths fast. If you want to take advantage of that, I was just at a meeting the other day about this, where we are down to about 30 booths available on the floor, and that's it. And we will be maxed out at about 130. So we are at the 100 booth mark right now. So if you do want a booth at the Home and Outdoor Living Show, January 20th through the 22nd, it would be a good idea to get your booth fee in now. Okay. Joining us today, this kind of comes through speaking of Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, our sponsor, Werner Electric, who is in on renewable energy, as you've heard many times on this show. But Tyler Huebner is here, who's the executive director of Renew Wisconsin. Tyler, it is great to see you and nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
So let's first off, right off the bat, talk about Renew Wisconsin. What is it?
Yeah, we are an organization and we're actually celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. Mm. So 25 years of working on renewable energy. We're focused just on Wisconsin and we are based in Madison. And so we really work on the rules and the policies and the laws as it relates to energy and trying to get those in favor of renewable energy. So things like incentive programs, you've probably heard of Focus on Energy. Mm-hmm. We've been a longtime supporter and advocate for that program and the continued funding for it. And I'll talk a little bit today about what the outlook looks like for 2017 and 2018 for folks that want to take advantage of rebates for solar energy or other kind of renewable technologies. So that's kind of what we do.
So when we do mention that a lot on this show, a focus on energy, we have some incentive programs that are in place. You are the ones that actually start all that mess.
Exactly. Behind the scenes and, you know, a year or months before these things hit the street as real programs with real money, we're working in Madison with these decision makers. Trying to get everything set up.
What is that like?
It's very interesting. Yeah, no, it, you know, between our organization, we have a lot of members. So, you know, Werner Electric, thank you for sponsoring the show. They're a member of our organization too. And a lot of the solar installers, small wind installers, things like that are members of our organization. So we really talk to them and find out how is the market going? What are the things that can be done better through Focus on Energy or otherwise, other utility rules or something like that, where can make the process easier for them and easier for customers? And then we try to relay that back to these decision makers.
And I'm always curious when I look at different articles really all over the world, but more importantly, all over the states here and where we are. Mm-hmm. Where's Wisconsin sitting compared to some of the states, but I'm interested to hear your feedback on where we are.
Yeah, well, on solar energy, we're kind of in the middle of the pack, and we've been there, you're ranked in about the 25th out of the 50 states for a while as far as how much solar we produce, how many solar jobs and employees we have in the state. For wind energy, we're also in the middle of the road in the kind of, I'd say the high 20s, 28th, 29th, as far as wind being produced. But we've been stagnant for quite a while. We haven't built a wind farm. There's been a variety of reasons, but we kind of had an uptick in the late 2000s, 2010, 2011. And that was to meet a rule that we worked on very hard in the mid-2000s, getting our state to have a 10% renewable energy standard so that 10% of our power would be from renewables. And we built out and the utilities met that goal. And then since we've met it, it's kind of come to a standstill. There is some new wind development we can talk about a little bit later. That's the first in 6 or 7 years. So we're excited to see it back on the map.
Okay. Where, when all this happens and we read the papers and we hear all this stuff that's going on, especially with wind power, there's a lot of protesting going on and all that. Where are you with all of that?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're fundamentally believe that if Wisconsin adopted more renewable energy, that'd be a good thing.
Right.
And the main reason, the starting point reason, is economic. Right now, you know, we're sending a couple billion dollars a year out of the state to buy the resources that we need to make electricity. And that's every single year. So we're very dependent on coal right now. Well, we don't have any coal in Wisconsin. So every time we're burning coal here, that means that we're sending money out of the state to buy it. We do have solar. We do have wind. We've got water, and we've got a lot of hydropower potential. And we've got a lot of cow manure and a lot of biomass potential. And we think that if we build those kind of resources up, we'll keep more of our money in the state and regenerating that in our economy as opposed to sending it out.
One of the things that I do almost weekly on this show is educate. And it seems to me you can never educate enough. And I'm hearing from you between the lines that the lack of what people know, what's truth, what's myth, what's rumor, all that plays into, and you must, I'm going to guess, you almost fight that every day.
Yeah, I wouldn't say fight it, but I'd say the opportunity is there to educate folks almost endlessly, I agree. And there's been a lot of, you know, over the last decade or two, there's been a lot of growth in solar energy, wind energy, and that comes with, we think, a lot of positives. There are some folks that see negatives in it, and there's an opportunity to educate them as well as educate folks that maybe haven't yet formed an opinion on some of these things about what the positives are and see if we can get them to be supporters.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the decisions that have been made as we turn the corner here for 2017. What's the big information that has been happening now that's coming into the new year?
Yeah, one thing we want to make sure the listeners are aware of is like I said, Focus on Energy. That's the name of a program that's a statewide program, and they offer rebates for energy efficiency or energy conservation upgrades, light bulbs, more efficient refrigerators, more efficient air conditioners, and the like for homes and projects for businesses that are energy efficiency. And they also have a component of the program that's renewable energy. And we worked really hard behind the scenes here the last 6 months. And the state agency in charge of this added funding, or not added, but appropriated the funding for renewable energy for the next 2 years. So we've got $8.6 million over the next 2 years that's specifically allocated to solar energy projects, wind energy, biomass, those type of renewable energy projects. And there's allocations for residential and homeowners. And the primary technologies there are solar electric that you might put on your property or on your roof, as well as geothermal that would be helping with your heating and cooling. And then for businesses, there's those two options, as well as some others like biomass, using biomass to heat your building or your school, something like that. So there's funding available, and the final details are still being worked out, but Focus on Energy will have them already in early January, so folks can know the rebate levels and how to access those to do projects for themselves and their businesses.
Okay. Tyler Huebner with us here, Executive Director of Renew Wisconsin. When you put out these programs and the programs come out, so what does that mean to mom and pa consumer? Mm-hmm. How do they go about getting these funds?
Yep. Yeah, on the renewable side, there's kind of two ways I would recommend. The first is to go to the Focus on Energy website, which I believe is just focusonenergy.com, or if you Google or use a search engine, you'll find it fast enough. And if you navigate their website, which is pretty easy to do, you can find the renewable energy pieces, and then you can see what options are available. The other way is if you look up solar installers in your area or geothermal installers. Look for the companies that actually do this work. They're all very, very familiar with the program, and they can walk customers through the program, the application process, what the cost of a project might look like, and what the payback would be.
I was just going to say that because we do have a lot of guests that come on this show, and they find, at least they tell me, that they find a lot of the consumers are a little intimidated by the paperwork, the technology of it, mm-hmm. not really, again, understanding it all, but they are very educated in walking the consumer through that.
Yeah, absolutely. These companies, the installer companies, and Focus on Energy calls them trade allies, so you might see that terminology okay. thrown out. Yeah, they're very familiar with the programs. There are going to be some tweaks, it looks like, for next year, but they'll get up to speed, and they enjoy walking customers through the process and making sure that the customers are able to take advantage of these rebates, which we're all paying into. You know, these are programs that we're paying into on our utility bills, and so it behooves us to be able to as citizens and utility customers to be able to access the programs.
Talk about that, Tyler, yeah. because I don't think everybody really realizes that.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you look at your electric bill, your gas bill that you get every month from a utility, it's going to have a little charge on the bottom, you know, towards the end of the bill, and it's going to be maybe $1 a month, 75 cents a month, something like that. It's dependent on how much you use. So how big your bill is, it's going to be a percentage of what you use. And then that goes into this fund. And every year, the fund is about $93 million right now. So we're collecting $93 million from everybody, and then it goes back out in these incentives. The nice thing, I always like to use this because customers say, well, now I'm paying for something that maybe I'm not getting the benefit of. Okay. And the nice analogy is if you were to install like one energy efficient light bulb, so go from a regular light bulb to a CFL, one of the twisty ones, or these new LED lights, which are really nice. That's going to save you more money in a year than you're paying into the Focus on Energy. So a really simple change will give you a payback more than what the charge is on your utility bill.
Good point, because I think a lot of people would go, what am I doing? I'm not going to get a solar panel, but you don't have to get a solar panel.
You make a lot of can do something changes. Really, really simple. Right. Yep.
Tyler Huebner with us from Renew Wisconsin. And their website is renewwisconsin.org. I'm friends with you on Facebook. You always have some real interesting articles and photos and news about what's going on, not only in Wisconsin, but also really what's going on around the world that people should tune into about.
Yep.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. I want to find out a little bit more about biomass, because I think in Wisconsin, that's right up our alley, so to speak. So we'll be talking about that right after this.
This already? Car dealers trying to grab your tax money already. Your tax money should be for what you want to do with it, not paying more to put money down on a car. Grand Chute Auto doesn't play that game. Here's Craig Abler.
Well, it's barely cold out, and already the car dealers are talking about taking your tax return. Come in, well, they'll do your taxes or whatever. I don't know why. I just don't get it. At Grand Chute Auto, we have our autograph and drive program. The nice thing about that is on select models, you can just sign your name and drive off with a car. We don't have to do your tax return. You don't have to think about your taxes or anything like that. There's just no reason for that. I do everything I can to make this laid back for everybody. We understand how life works this time of year. If you can come in with a recent check stub and your driver's license and give me 10 minutes of your time, I can probably work something out for you that'll be very agreeable.
Grand Chute Auto understands how life works. 300 North Endell Drive, Appleton. Check out GrandChuteAuto.com. To qualify buyer and down payment, limited finance area.
Back with you on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Bill Schultz being joined today by Tyler Huebner, who is with Renew Wisconsin, Executive Director. That's a big title.
Well, thanks. That's a small organization. So It's kind of, I think every every nonprofit has to have somebody that's the executive director. And it happens to be me.
That means you do bottle washing, you do everything.
Well, we do. We had to hire somebody about 6 months ago, and I put the position description, you're going to wear a lot of hats come on board our team.
Nonprofit like that, you do. So when you are in the middle of all this, and right now toward the end of the year, I look at now, okay, you've worked for these programs. You've got all these programs for 2017. So now what happens? What goes on through the rest of the year? What are some of your, not day-to-day, but week-to-week or month-to-month activities that you do?
Yeah, well, right now there's a lot of interest at what we call the customer level. So homeowners, businesses, schools, nonprofits that are very interested in solar energy. And so we try to help them, if they ever come to us with questions, we try to help them identify installers in their area that can do this work, answer any questions about what the payback might be, the financing, et cetera. So we try to help customers along that way. We also get involved, utilities come in and adjust their rates, and their expenses change over time and their revenues change. And they come in for what's called a quote-unquote rate case, and I won't get into that too much, but they come and make these filings, and we get involved, again, with the interest of our members and renewable energy and try to get the policies, these rules that are set to be favorable to customers that want to invest in renewable energy. And we also try to support the utilities. There are utilities starting to move forward on more renewable projects again, and we try to be very supportive of them when they make these applications to the state agencies as well.
And I don't know how tapped in you are on this, but one thing I've learned over the last couple of years here is the renewable energy field is growing so fast.
Yes.
It's almost like they don't have enough people who are educated enough and going through the schooling process. If that funnel were to fill up faster, that would help a lot too.
Yeah. So there was a study done last year. Wisconsin actually has over 25,000 people working across renewable energy and energy savings or energy conservation type of companies.
Okay.
So really, I mean, that's, you know, 25,000 jobs is quite a bit, more than you might think.
Yeah.
And nationally, the solar industry has been growing at about a 20% clip year over year now for 5 or 6 years. And they've got over 200,000 people employed. A lot of people don't know, but right now there's more people working in solar in the United States than there are working in oil and gas.
Really?
And there's about, I think, 3 or 4 times as many people in solar as there are working in coal mining right now.
Holy cow.
So although it's still a small part of our energy mix, it's growing, and it's growing fast, and the employment has really been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it's a growing field.
I did not know that. Wow, that is interesting. Tyler Huebner with us from Renew Wisconsin, executive director down in Madison, and nice to have him coming up and talk to us a little bit about this. Talk to me, Tyler, about biomass, because whenever we have a conversation in this room or at one of our expos or whatever about biomass, it's fascinating to me. It's one of those things where we certainly have the resources in Wisconsin to grow this source. So explain that a little bit.
And it's a great question. I'm going to answer your question in two parts, which is to say we kind of separate, we've got biomass, and then we also have what we call biogas. And I'll talk a little bit about that. Biomass, we think of that as waste wood, scrap wood, et cetera, that can be used to heat mainly as a heating source for schools, for buildings. And there's been a movement to pelletize some of this extra wood waste so that you can have these pellet stoves in your house, wood pellet stoves. And those have caught on a little bit. Of course, the interest in that fluctuates with propane prices for most folks, whether their winter heat bill is going to be high and then whether or not it makes sense to invest in one of these for your home. But there is just a lot of potential, no question, on biomass to provide more of our heating needs here in the state of Wisconsin. And then I'll touch on biogas, too. So this is kind of the cow manure idea, where you've got cow manure, and if you process that correctly, you can get the methane out of that. It's called biogas, and then you can use that one of two ways. One, you can burn it in an engine, kind of like just regular old engine, and you can produce electricity. We've got 34 different farms in the state of Wisconsin doing exactly that, burning it, putting electricity onto the electrical grid. And kind of a new opportunity is coming around, which is to clean it up and inject it into the pipeline so it'd be used just as natural gas, whether that's heating homes or buildings or otherwise.
Okay.
And, you know, we're pretty excited because this technology, we've got so many dairy farms in the state, and this manure is a problem to be managed. And here we've got a solution with it's called biodigesters that can manage the manure and help the farms in that way, and therefore help get the manure off the ground and help with water issues too, and capture that, process it, and get energy out of it, renewable energy that's coming right out of the state of Wisconsin. So we think there's opportunity there.
So what's the problem? Is it money? Is it funding?
It is. Okay. Yep, it's funding, and it's kind of the model, the program models that in the past, the electricity production was kind of there, but we've seen the price of electricity has not the price that we pay at the customer level, but because there's this extra natural gas, this shale gas that's being brought into the market, the price of natural gas at the what they call a wholesale, so what the utilities purchase, has dropped a lot in the last decade because there's just a lot more supply out there. And that has caused some competitive issues for these digesters as far as competing with the electrical generators. But there's still a lot of potential, and we're happy that the Public Service Commission, the DNR, and the Department of Agriculture are all getting together now and working on a request for proposals to try to stimulate biogas production in Wisconsin again.
Although there's always, I'm sure, challenges for you, it would seem to me that this is somewhat rewarding that you're looking at all the resources, especially in Wisconsin, that we have, and you go, you know, this is going to happen someday. This is going to happen throughout the state. It's like, it's a cool job, Tyler.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. No, we think that, we're working on something that's part of a future. It's going to be more and more clean energy and renewable energy. And so we're just really excited to be part of helping it grow and accelerate.
But I want to give you some airtime too, to talk about wind power again, because I know a lot of our listeners certainly can relate to wind power. That's all you have to do is go down 41 and you see the sea of all the wind power that is being generated around here. But you're saying it was stagnant and now it's starting to climb again.
Yep. So in southwest Wisconsin, there's going to be a wind farm constructed next year. It'll add about 1/8 or so more. So we've got about 650 megawatts, and we're going to add about 100 more.
Okay.
So, you know, a little bit of growth, 12-15% growth on top of the wind we already have in the state. And, you know, we're really excited because it's Dairyland Power Cooperative. They're a power provider in the western part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually contracting with a company that's going to build this wind farm. And so it's one of our utilities that's getting back in the game of wind and getting wind construction back going in Wisconsin. And we like in southwest Wisconsin, the people there are really excited to get the wind farm. The farmers that are down there are looking forward to having that resource in their backyard.
You know, and I'm going to say that I'm very uneducated when it comes to wind power, just because when I go through some of the wind farms that are there and I know some of the controversy, I'm not really sure how these towers they went up without people knowing about them, and now they're saying, wait, we don't want them anymore. Well, didn't you know they were coming? I mean, is that kind of fair to say? Is that,
well, I guess I can't say that, I'm not sure, but you know, it's not too different from a lot of different infrastructure projects where, you know, there are these public processes and the state agencies do what they can to get the word out. But sometimes you get caught by surprise, and that's kind of what's going on in North Dakota right now too, with some of the tribes there that felt like maybe they didn't have enough advance warning of what might be happening. So, you know, the state really does a good job of trying to get out and make sure that everybody is aware of these type of projects before they get built, so that there is the opportunity for everybody to have their concerns heard. So we do have to give kudos to the state for doing that.
Well, and I was just going to ask you that, but being down in Madison and dealing with all the politicians down there, Where does renewable energy sit? And maybe it's a percentage of, mm-hmm. of people who are sitting in Madison. Where are we at as far as getting things through from the government level?
Yeah, so you know, a lot of these decisions have been made at what's called the Public Service Commission. That's a state agency that regulates the utilities and oversees the Focus on Energy program. So you know, we work very closely with them, and we're involved in these proceedings, these official proceedings that happen out there quite often related to these issues. So that's where a lot of it's happened. You know, we're excited to see that just across the lake in Michigan, they just had their legislature just passed an important bill to advance renewables and energy efficiency. And just south of us in Illinois, their state government did as well. So
that all helps.
It does help. It builds a little momentum. Yep. And maybe that brings the opportunity back to us here in Wisconsin to say, what's a pragmatic step forward following in the lines of what Michigan and Illinois have just done?
Yeah. Well, I got to say, you know, I have heard of your, again, I follow you guys on Facebook, and I've heard your company many times and talking with other people about it. And the work you do is kind of it can be somewhat of a thankless job because you're kind of behind the scenes a lot with everybody. But I know when I deal with people like Warner Electric, for instance, who knows what you have to do to get them to work more and all that, it's an important gig that you have, and I appreciate everything that you've done.
Well, thanks, Bill. And I'd like to just let folks know that on January 19th down in Madison, we've got our annual event. It's the sixth one in a row we've done. It's a renewable energy summit. We've got the CEO of Dairyland Power Cooperative, Barbara Nick, and they're doing a lot of solar and a lot of wind right now and really leading the charge. And we've got a person coming in from California who's with a group called Vote Solar, and he's working on solar issues all across the country. His name is Adam Browning, and we've got a nice set of panelists from solar companies, wind companies. Jeff Ripp is with the Public Service Commission. He's going to talk to us about the biogas initiatives. And we've even got kind of an interesting couple, too. A man that's with the Department of Defense talking about what they're doing on renewable energy, as well as bringing in someone from Michigan. He's with a group called the Michigan Conservative Energy Forum. So they're kind of working the Republican side of Michigan, and they've been very supportive of renewables and energy efficiency over there. So we'll hear some variety of perspectives.
And this is Thursday, January 19th?
Yep.
Right? And now if someone wants to go, what do they have to do?
Well, if you come on renewwisconsin.org's website, over on the right-hand side, there's a link to the Renew Energy Policy Summit. And once you get there, you can register for it. I think the register button's on every single page of the summit website. You can read about the speakers, see the agenda, see who's sponsoring the program. We've got about 50 different companies and organizations sponsoring, awesome. So we're really excited.
Great. Well, hey, Tyler, great to have you here. Tyler Huebner, Executive Director of Renew Wisconsin. We want to thank you for not only coming here on the show, but all the work that you do to make it happen. That's great.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to Warner Electric for suggesting I come on.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.